Voters in Thailand went to the polls today. It was the first general election in the Southeast Asian country since the military deposed Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat last year. Thaksin has been in exile ever since, amid allegations of corruption and abuse of power. But he remains popular with many Thais. And exit polls show his reconstituted party poised to win the most seats in parliament. NPR's Southeast Asia correspondent Michael Sullivan reports from Bangkok.
The military worked hard to keep Thaksin and his supporters from staging a comeback. It dissolved Thaksin's Thai Rak Thai party. It banned Thaksin and more than 100 senior party members from politics for 5 years. And the military drafted a new constitution aimed at preventing any single party from dominating Thai politics in the future. But today's unofficial results and interviews with voters suggest things haven't quite gone according to the military's plan. Here at the Chok Chai polling station in suburban Bangkok, first-time voter Chalai Yakosawan says she voted for Thaksin's newly reconstituted People's Power Party. The Bangkok University student likes the PPP's populist policies, like low-cost loans for schools. She says the coup was a mistake, one that hurt her family's business. Lawyer Norangrit Sograsit also regrets Thaksin's ouster. I supported the coup at the time, Norangrit says. The political situation was unstable, and I thought getting rid of Thaksin would make things better. But it hasn't. The economy has gotten worse, I don't have as many clients as I used to, and I'm making less money than before. Now, he says, I wish the coup had never happened. Patri Tulayungpundrak has a slightly different take on things. She says she voted for the rival Democrat Party, the opposition during Thaksin's 5 years in power, and the party that finished second in today's voting. She's no fan of Thaksin, but concedes he delivered for many of Thailand's rural and urban poor. I wasn't happy with Thaksin, but I didn't agree with the coup either, she says. Maybe Thaksin was corrupt, but at least he helped the poor, and that's more than most politicians do. But I don't really care who wins, she says. I just want things to be better. Many Thais hope the same thing, but it may not happen anytime soon. Thaksin loyalists may have won today, but they appear to have fallen short of a clear majority. And the opposition, with the support of the military, may yet be able to form a coalition government. Either way, Thailand seems headed for more political instability. Political analyst Thitinampong Sudarak teaches at Bangkok's Chulalongkorn University. He says the country's political elite needs to acknowledge the growing political power and aspirations of Thailand's rural majority, most of whom support the ousted prime minister.
If you see an establishment grassroots gap bridged and the disparity narrowed, then we could find some way towards reconciliation. But until then, we will have protracted confrontation, polarization, and unstable government.
Deposed Prime Minister Thaksin, meanwhile, says he's considering returning to Thailand sometime early next year. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Bangkok.